A federal jury in Detroit has convicted two men of conspiring to support terrorist attacks in the U.S. and abroad. It is the first guilty verdict involving a so-called terrorist sleeper cell since the 9/11 attacks. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
After nearly 2 months of testimony and more than a week of deliberations, jurors strode purposefully into the securely guarded courtroom at U.S. District Court in Detroit this morning to deliver a split verdict. Jurors found guilty the man prosecutors painted as the ringleader of a terrorist sleeper cell operated from a Detroit apartment, Abdel-Illah El-Mardoudi. The jury also convicted Karim Kubriti of conspiring to organize and support terrorist activity. A third defendant, Ahmed Hanan, was found guilty of possessing fraudulent documents, while a fourth, Farouk Ali Hamoud, wept along with his attorney as he was acquitted of all charges. Yet U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Collins says the two convictions for supporting terrorist activity shows the government is able to meet the standard of proving beyond a reasonable doubt the guilt of even those who operate in the shadowy world of terrorism.
Today, we met that challenge and sent a clear message across the land that with diligence and hard work, the FBI and the Justice Department have the tools, the knowledge, the expertise, and the will to stop terrorists before they inflict harm on our great nation and our allies.
The government's case centered on the eyewitness account of a convicted forger, Yusuf Mimsa, who reached a plea bargain with prosecutors on fraud charges in exchange for his testimony. Mimsa told the jury that the defendants tried to recruit him to create false IDs allowing terrorist operatives to attend U.S. flight schools. That testimony was vital to the government's case, so vital that even with the trial underway, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft publicly praised Mimsa at a news conference in Washington 6 weeks ago.
And Yosef I'm having trouble with this one. Yosef Mimsa pled guilty to multiple criminal charges and is currently cooperating in the Detroit cell case. His testimony has been of a value, substantial value in that respect.
Ashcroft's comments nearly caused a mistrial, but the judge polled the jury and found none had heard the attorney general's remarks. Defense attorneys are filing a motion to sanction Ashcroft for his actions. Yet the attorney for El-Mardoudi, William Swore, says he isn't surprised by the comments. Swore alleges that even before the trial began, the government attempted to limit the defense's access to evidence.
A material witness was deported just a couple of months before the trial commenced, a witness who could have certainly contradicted Mimsa on chapter and verse.
Legal experts say the case will likely set a precedent for how the government can prosecute alleged terrorists without resorting to a military tribunal. Defense attorneys say they'll appeal all the convictions. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.